Michael Smirkanish, weekdays noon to 3. Jim and Marjorie, now.
7:47 in the morning. It's going up. Well, it's not going up anywhere. It's going to be in the mid-50s. It's going to be sunny, so that's okay. Every Friday at 7:45, whether we ask him to or not, Carl from New Hampshire joins us to tell us about things to do. Not in New Hampshire. I don't quite get that either. But in and around Boston, and here he is, like a bad penny. Back again, Carl. Good morning.
What'd you say? Like a bad penny?
A bad penny, yeah.
Yeah, don't listen to him, Carl.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, yeah. Thank
that's
you.
An old one.
Thank you. It is a new one. So what do you got going for us, Carl?
Hey, let's big movie opening this week.
Which one?
Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
This
is going to be a great movie. There's cameo appearances by nearly every living comedian on the planet.
Oh, I actually saw the coming. I didn't know it was Jack and Jill. I did see, like, everybody's in this damn. But you know what? Adam Sandler, to me, he's a New Hampshire kid. I know, so you love him. He's not quite as funny as he used to be. Do you think he is?
Come on, Jim. Now, why would you put me in such an awkward... You love putting me in awkward positions. He's a New Hampshire kid. I can't...
Well, also, he's part of the tribe, so I love him. But, I mean, he's just not as...
I think he's a riot.
He's a riot. Go ahead.
God.
Okay, did it get good reviews?
Hold on, Carl.
Did it get good reviews? I don't even know. Has it gotten good reviews?
He has no idea. Now, Carl, are you calling from like a shallow grave or something? What is going on?
You know what? I am digging a shallow grave. I don't know how you possibly knew that. Let me put my shovel down for a minute so we can.
Okay.
Okay, here's what else is going on.
What's that?
Power of Power.
Oh, at the Wilbur. I heard about this.
What's
the Wilbur Theater. This is that huge horn section.
Fabulous.
They've been together since 1968. They played with everyone from the Rolling Stones to, I mean, they're just incredible. And by the way, and I think you didn't know, Tower of Power was actually Herman Cain's nickname during his tenure as president of the Restaurant Association.
By the way, I saw Tower of Power in New York City, I think at the Beacon Theater, somewhere on the Upper West Side, about 15 years ago, and they are spectacular. That's actually a good one, Carl. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome, Carl. What else is happening?
Boston International Antiquarian Book Fair.
Huh.
That's today from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Heinz Convention Center. One of the largest and oldest rare book events in the country, Jim.
Wow.
Hey, I love this kind of stuff. I love those rare book websites where you can get like these close to original editions of some of the great books, or the Hemingway books, or Fitzgerald books.
There's fine prints, maps, atlases. And by the way, next week, my famous International Antiquarian Boot Fair featuring old boots, some worn by some famous farmers up here.
Okay, fine.
I think they'll like that a lot.
Hey,
don't knock the Antiquarian Book Fair. I think they're great. I love old books.
Well, you know what the only fun about the old books in all seriousness is like touching them. And you think of who touched them. You know what I did? I touched when I was in the Vatican years ago. I touched
Vatican?
Whatever it is. Like, you know, the tour. David or whatever it is. I touched David, and you're not supposed to.
You did not.
And
you,
I swear
to you. You are lying.
On my honor.
You can't get close to him.
Oh, yes, you could
then.
You're
lying.
I touch it. And you know what you say to yourself? Michelangelo touched the same. You know what I mean?
You
I did.
Know what, Marjorie, why does he have to touch everything from hamburgers to the Ken doll? He's got to pull the pants.
I didn't touch Ken.
Know?
I pulled the pants.
Oh,
pulled
the pants down, and then he touched him.
Touch.
It was disgusting. Okay. He's been arrested,
to
too.
Boston, get your rear in gear.
Oh.
This is the first ever race to benefit colon cancer. It's Saturday, tomorrow, from Castle Island and Fort Independence.
In gear.
Questionable wording on the event name, I thought, on this one.
I think it's pretty funny, actually.
What time is that? When is that, tomorrow?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. And by the way, I thought you didn't know that get your rear in gear was the original slogan for the Herman Cain campaign.
Okay, fine. Enough of that.
Hey, you know what else for people that don't live in Boston?
What?
Castle Island is a great
Fabulous.
Place to go take your kids. Not only because they got a great hamburger and hot dog joint out of
it's
the
always.
End, but you can take the kids out there. They have a great playground, and the planes fly into Logan if you're on the right day.
Just walking around there is
almost
fun.
Over your head.
And who might you get to see
really
if you walk
cool.
around it?
Whitey Bulger.
No, without Whitey Bulger, you might see Billy Bulger walking around.
You might see Billy
playing.
Bulger. Yeah, it's out at the end of it's in South Boston. It's a great spot.
What else?
You know, stop rushing me, Jim. You have a really bad attitude
he
this
does.
Morning. I don't know. Doesn't
Take
he?
Your time.
Cell phones for soldiers.
That's
Sunday the 13th at the Purrazzo Ice Arena at Constitution Wharf. Self-explanatory. Come down and donate your unused or old cell phones for the troops.
By the way, that's not the thing that those two young kids started a few years ago. Do you know if it is? There were two young kids in their teens. Maybe it was phone cards or something, but there's a lot of good stuff. And by the way, particularly on something like that, cell phones for soldiers this weekend, everything that Carl is talking about, the website, the phone number, the info is on our website. So if you want information on how to get there, there it is.
Okay. Bang on a can.
What?
What?
Bang on a can.
I know, that's Herman Cain's motto when he was at the National Restaurant Association.
You know what? Stop it, okay? Mantra Percussion, that's at the Kresge Auditorium at MIT.
Oh.
And this is a really hot percussion band, and they're going to be joined by the Norwegian vocal group Trio Medieval.
No.
Yeah.
They're actually going to be there live?
Yes.
What's their name again?
Trio Medieval. And
What are two or their three of their greatest hits? Would you say? Okay. Yeah, they're huge.
Hey, Carl, are there any sexual harassers up in New Hampshire?
I think someone on your station talked about it earlier in the week. Something to do with livestock and farm animals and penile cancer.
That was actually Stephen talking about your.
Are you going to be running in the Get Your Ear in Gear race on Saturday at Castle Island, Hank?
I'm much more interested in this bang on a can thing. And by the way, Jim, you're right. That was Herman Cain's original campaign slogan.
You haven't told us.
Norwegian vocal group. Can you imagine waking up one day and thinking, you know what, I'm going to form a Norwegian vocal group?
Well, if you're Norwegian, want to form a vocal group, you don't have many options. Hey, Carl, you haven't told us, or if you have, I've forgotten. You're a big Republican kind of guy. We allow you on the show anyway. Who's your the primary is only 7.5
Who's
weeks
your guy?
Away. Who's your guy?
I don't have a guy right now.
So what are you going to? You have literally 7.5 weeks. And by the way, Carl, Carl's an activist.
I don't have a guy.
Didn't you think, though? I thought Mitt Romney, who's usually, you know, so manicured when he goes on television, in the debate the other night, he had a little curlicue that was out of place. He had a little curl in the middle
of
his forehead. I thought that was very daring of the mittens.
I think the curlicue makes him look wild. He looks like Squiggy from the old,
It's a
wild look. I told you last time he ran, he needs a tattoo on his cheek, like Aaron Neville or something like that. He needs
like
to,
Mike Tyson, he got a little tear
it up a little bit. You
he
know?
Does. He did need to muss it up. That's why I thought the curlicue was a very daring move for Mitt, because he's always so polished. You know what I mean? He was
I can't explain why he's doing so well up here in New Hampshire. I just can't.
Because he's the only one. That's why.
Well, it's his virtual home state. He's
got a
house.
There's nobody else.
In Pasaw.
I mean,
don't
he's surrounded by a
bunch
of nuts.
Don't be bitter. The people will speak. Now, Carl, I'm told you're actually on with Graham this afternoon. Is that true or not true?
Yes, I'll be joining Michael Graham for That's a Wrap this afternoon, and I'm at Chuckles Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night in North Andover.
ChucklesComedyClub.com is the website.
Johnny
Peasy. We had Johnny Peasy in here a couple of months ago. He's terrific. So all of Carl's weekend suggestions are on 969bostontalks.com, the Jim and Marjorie page. Carl, it was a joy for all of us. I hope it was for you.
You know what, Jim?
Yeah.
You gotta come up here sometime. We'll bang on a can together.
That's not gonna be happening anytime soon. Carl, thank you so much for your call. Carl from New Hampshire with a weekend preview or whatever.
Hey, Carl, thank you very much, and have a great time at the Rear and Gear Road Race.
And he's on with Graham today, 6 o'clock.
Yes,
that's a wrap.